You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about natural alternatives to pain management. And again, I want to be very clear. I'm not against drugs. I'm not against surgery. But I want you to consider these first. Because even the surgeons I work with, and I work with a lot of surgeons, orthopedics, neurosurgeons, the good ones will say, let's do everything we can first before we cut you open. And that's the doctors I want to work with. Because there are some bad doctors out there. About, I'm going to guess, I don't know, making 1% or 2%. I said, if I do this surgery, I'm going to make a lot of money. Well, I don't want that to be their primary goal. I want you to be their primary goal. I want you to be the person that they're taking care of and what's going to be the best treatment for you. And even in our offices, patients may come in, they're not a chiropractic case. We may have to send them out for surgery. And that's what I like to do is I like to let my doctors and my patients know we can't fix everything. Nobody can fix everything. But chiropractic has an amazing track record. And it's so much less expensive. It's so much more effective. Every day, I cannot understand for the life of me why chiropractic is not the primary entry point in healthcare when it comes to pain. Neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling. Now, chiropractic is a lot way more than that. But for pain management, I can't imagine not having chiropractic care as the primary entry. And in fact, insurance companies are now realizing that chiropractic care is really inexpensive. They get about a 2-to-1 return. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. On their dollar when people get chiropractic care before going to other therapies. But the insurance companies, of course, don't want you to go to anybody. So no matter where you go, oh, you don't need that. You don't need that. And it really is. It's just insane. It just drives me nuts. But off my soapbox. Let's talk about some stats. What happens in the world of pain management? Musculoskeletal pain led by spinal disorders cost the U.S. healthcare $874 billion a year. $874 billion a year, and is the most common cause of severe long-term disability. So we have something, $874 billion a year. Why don't we use the most effective, least costly way to do it? And we have that. It's chiropractic care. So there's no reason why it shouldn't be. American College of Physicians, clinical practice guidelines recommends that for acute, subacute, or chronic low back pain, physicians and patients initially utilizing spinal manipulation delay pharmacologic management, which means that people that get chiropractic care are less likely to take the medications. Evidence suggests that manual therapy and exercise are more effective alternative for patients with neck pain. So the studies are there. This is from Bone and Joint Decade Task Force, American College of Physicians, Journal of Manipulative Therapy. But this isn't like me saying this. This is what the research says. Medicare. How many people have Medicare? Raise your hands. We see a lot of Medicare patients. We may be the last patient doctors in the world, I think, that take Medicare. But we like working with seniors because I understand that we're all going to be there someday, we hope. Medicare beneficiaries, 66 to 99 years old, risk of injury to the head, neck, and trunk within 7 days was 76% lower among subjects with chiropractic care. 76% reduction of further injury after they have neck injury. Duh. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's pretty easy. The opioid addiction. This has become a big issue, and it's really been a coup for us as chiropractors because more and more people are coming to us and saying, Doc, I went to the doctor. He can only prescribe X amount of opioids, and then they're not allowed to prescribe anymore. Now, some people need the opioids. Cancer patients, people with, you know, torn discs. I mean, some people absolutely need the opioids, and I support that 100%. But here's the catch. The rub for us as physicians, my doctors who prescribe, is we don't know, we're only allowed to do so many for each patient. Some people need it. Now, there are exceptions. You can fill out paperwork. But But then the government guidelines are kind of like, do they really need it? Do they not need it? The doctor just, the pill mill, they call it. And so it's really hard to distinguish who really needs it. And people are pretty tricky. Now, my team of doctors, we're chiropractors in our three offices. And about once or twice a week, somebody calls up and says, I need to get my prescription refilled for my opioids. We say, we don't do prescriptions. Click. So they're doctor shopping, it's called. So for us, it's a little challenging, too. We got to be careful. We, the doctors, not me, but doctors who prescribe, have issues. And we've got to be careful, is the person really in pain? Because some people are really good actors. But the rate of opioid use lowered for recipients among chiropractic services as compared to non-recipients. So 19% of people that receive chiropractic care were using opioids. 35% who weren't receiving chiropractic care were. So that alone, every one of these stats, isolated. Nutrition, digestive issues that we talked about, chiropractic care, physical therapy, acupuncture, all these put together, any one of these is amazingly impressive. And if we just did that, we could lower that $874 billion bill that we have every year for back injuries dramatically, like fraction of that. But the problem is that the word isn't out there. That's why we're doing the show today. Average annual per-person charges for opioid prescription fills were 78% lower for recipients of chiropractic care. Cost alone. The heck with care. How about just cost alone? Healthcare plans that formally incorporate chiropractic typically realize a 2-to-1 return on a dollar investment. That alone's a good one. Following work-related low back injuries, patients who visited the chiropractor were nearly 30 times less likely to require surgery compared to those who chose a surgeon first. That one I have to say again. Patients who visit a chiropractor were nearly 30 times less likely to have surgery than those people who visit a surgeon first. Some of my best friends are surgeons. I refer to surgeons on a regular basis. I have them on my speed dial on my phone. But the good doctors are going to say, let's get chiropractic care first. Let's see if we can avoid this surgery. And those are the doctors I want you dealing with too. Medicare patients with back and neck pain who had availability to chiropractic care reduced the number of primary care physician visits, resulting in an annual savings of $83.5 million. This is why I said at the beginning of the show, why chiropractic and these alternative methods that we're talking about should be your portal of entry. We're going to say everyone saves money, including you, the patient. So if a physician tells you you need surgery, I'm going to strongly advise that you consider a second, maybe even a third opinion. I'm not a surgeon. I can't tell you if you need surgery or not. But we can try to get to the cause of your problem and not just treat the symptoms. In many cases, we find you don't need the surgery, so you save a ton of money and you avoid the risk of surgery. Because here's one of the things. Many times the surgery is very successful, and I love that. But then the body forms scar tissue. Now, if scar tissue, you cut yourself, you get a scar. You know what that's like. And people with darker skin more likely to scar something called keloids. Now, if you get scar tissue outside your body, you're also going to get scar tissue inside your body. And if you start to develop keloids around what we call the nerve root, the area where the nerve exits the spine, that's a real serious issue. When I was studying to be an orthopedist, it was a 5-year postgraduate degree after I graduated chiropractic university, I was studying with a fellow named Rick Ackerman, brilliant man. And he was in a car accident, ruptured a disc, and he had chiropractic care, didn't work with him, he needed the surgery. And he was a chiropractor. So he had a film. And what they did is they can put this on a film, you can watch the surgery. And they went in there and he had scar tissue form along his nerve root, and they were trying to scrape the scar tissue off his nerve root. So he put it on the film. He only had like his top students, me and about 3 or 4 others. We were the top students in the country. And he put the film on with no sound. Now, Rick was the nicest, most docile guy in the world, funny, brilliant. And he put it on with no sound. And we watched, and the little camera is scraping the nerve root. No big deal. He said, ready for this, guys? And he put the sound on. Now, he was totally under anesthesia, remembers none of it. He's screaming like somebody's murdering him. They had to strap him down, because even under anesthesia, it was so painful. And it worked somewhat. It never really got to the cause of the problem. Now, he needed the surgery, absolutely. But I started the show by saying a friend of mine is a neurosurgeon. He says, people come to me and expect me to do surgery on them, and the pain goes away. He says, it's not always the case. We're trying to control it from getting worse or maybe make it a little better, but many times you don't get the full results. And my friend Rick Ackerman never got the results. He was always in pain. So they had to put a spinal cord stimulator in. That's a whole other lecture we can do on spinal cord stimulators. But that's a big issue. So you got to be careful with the surgery. His surgery was successful, but then he got scar tissue afterwards. So according to a new USA Today review, they reviewed government records and medical databases. Tens of thousands of patients undergo unnecessary surgery every year. So tens of thousands of people. According to USA Today, it's very serious and really hasn't been, there hasn't been a movement to address it. So that's what I'm kind of starting today. I'm trying to start the movement to let you know there are alternatives out there. And this is from Lucianne Lepp, former surgeon and professor at Harvard University and a renowned patient safety expert. So is surgery necessary? Sometimes. But let's consider the options. We talked about there's multiple reasons why surgeons may do it. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's physicians who perform the surgeries may not have the training that they need. They may not have the expertise in that field. And that's why my mother always said, go to your doctor's doctor. This is way before I was going to become a doctor. She said, always go to your doctor's doctor. You know they're good. And the doctors in my office, when patients come to see us, there's me and five others. In fact, I think there's six. We're going to hire a new one, so it's going to be six. My doctors are handpicked by me. They're trained by me. And they're my personal doctors. They're the people I trust taking care of me. And if I don't trust them taking care of me, I don't trust them taking care of you. And so my mother joked about that years ago. Who knew how profound? My mother was, I love my mother. She's wonderful. So brilliant to say, always go to your doctor's doctor. You know they're good. And so that's an important statement because we want to make sure you get to somebody who has experience too. You want to have somebody, you're not their first patient. You want to make sure that somebody's done this a few times. And I'm careful about that too, because I have people come to me, students especially, and say, Dr. Joe, I want you to critique my technique on adjusting. And I said, I don't want to do that. I want to wait till you have a couple miles under your belt before you start treating me. So let's talk about spinal fusion back surgery. This is a real common one here. If you have low back pain, see different specialists and get different tests done. Rheumatologists will order blood work, neurologists will order nerve conduction, surgeons will order MRIs and CAT scans. No matter what test you get, you want to make sure that you get across the board opinions as what you need. Now, an orthopedic surgeon can be a very good spinal surgeon. Absolutely. An orthopedic surgeon can work on hips and knees and elbows and shoulders. Ortho means to straighten, okay? Orthodontist straightens teeth. Orthopedist straightens bones. And they're very good at that. Neurosurgeons are very good at the spine specifically and nerves. So if I had a brain tumor, I would go to a neurosurgeon. But neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons, both are oftentimes qualified to work on the spine. You got to decide which one and maybe get an opinion from both. It's worth the investment, to get a second opinion because they may have different opinions and different ways to look at it. Now, some orthopedic surgeons and neurosurgeons will actually have chiropractors working with them, like I do with some orthos and neuros, which is great. And they'll say, you know what, go see Dr. Joe and his team for a little bit first. Let's get, 10, 20 visits under your belt and let's see what happens. And if we start seeing improvement, we might want to go in that direction. They work with physical therapists as well. Some doctors, one of the neurosurgeon clinics I work with, I think I swallowed something there. They have an acupuncturist. One of their doctors has actually studied acupuncture. And that's pretty progressive. You know, because years ago, medicine was laughing at acupuncture. It's a bunch of voodoo. It doesn't work. And now they're teaching at medical school. The one thing they're still not teaching in medical school is nutrition. And I'm hoping that I can change that as time goes on. But whenever I talk to my doctors, we talk about let's do a nutritional evaluation on these patients because we want to make sure we get them healthy. Because if somebody's eating a standard American diet, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, and then you want to try to do surgery on them, probably not your best choice because they're so inflamed that when you cut them open, chances are you're going to have more complications. If you can get the diet under control, get them on a good diet, chances are you're going to see some dramatic improvement with your results. And this is what happens with surgeons now. They're being monitored. Hospitals, doctors, they're being monitored for their success rate. And if they're not getting a high success rate, a high score, there may be a problem. And then it may do a little further investigation as to what's going on. So a lot of doctors will refer to us because they want to get their success rate higher. There's a song, I quote this all the time, by Olita Adams many years ago. And the line from the song is, I don't care how you get here, just get here. And that's how a lot of doctors may be motivated. I don't care how I get a better result. If I have to send them to Dr. Joe and his team to get nutrition, or get chiropractic care first, I want to get the best results possible. And then once they get to know what we do, then they go, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. I had lunch the other day. A friend of mine who's a medical doctor, he works in a neurosurgeon's office. And I started talking about cranial manipulation, how you can actually adjust the skull. And he looked at me, he said, you can adjust the skull? I said, yeah, the skull has sutures in it. And it actually, every time you breathe, the skull moves in and out. He said, I never really thought about it either way, but you're right. I guess that makes sense. So if you have a head trauma, our doctors are trained to manipulate the skull bones back into place. He goes, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. A lot of people that have depression may not do well under surgery. Now, depression oftentimes is a physical and a chemical problem. We talked earlier about the stomach. The stomach's job is to take proteins and break them into amino acids. The amino acid tryptophan becomes serotonin in your brain. Serotonin is your happy neurotransmitter. Tyrosine becomes dopamine. Dopamine gives you pleasure. We said glutamine becomes GABA, norepinephrine. So if you don't have a good digestive system or a good diet, you may not be giving the body the raw materials to produce the neurotransmitters to make the brain work. So you may be treating someone with depression, or maybe you have depression, and you're not getting to the cause of the depression. And I support counseling 100%. I work with some of the best counselors in the country, and I refer my patients when they need counseling, but they'll also refer back to us and say, Dr. Joe, check Bob's stomach. I asked him if he has acid reflux. He said, yes, if we can fix the stomach can break the proteins into amino acids to produce the neurotransmitters, and the counselor is going to get better results. ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression. So many times patients come to us with that, and we fix the nervous system from a chiropractic standpoint. My team of doctors are trained by me to work on the digestive system to get that working. Then we get you on easy-to-digest foods. We get you on supplements. The number one supplement you should be taking, everyone, Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. It's two powders. It's the minimum amount of nutrients you need every single day. So one of the many benefits of taking Super Greens and Essential Source, the two powders, I just take a scoop of each. I shake it up with some cold water, coconut milk, almond milk, take it every day, is it gives you the raw materials so my body can heal. It can reduce inflammation. My adrenal glands can work better. My brain functions more efficiently. My neurotransmitter level is higher. Patients ask me, Dr. Joe, how do you do hours of lectures without notes sometimes? My brain works pretty good. Now, I'm not smarter than you. I just take care of my brain. And so things like Dr. Joe's omega-3 fatty acids, we talked about that earlier. The algae oil, which is the purest form, the Super Greens, the Essential Source, very important. As we get older, our digestive enzyme levels drop. Digestive enzymes break proteins and everything else down so we can absorb it. So if you're over 50, if you're eating a lot of cooked food, if you're under stress, I recommend Dr. Joe's digestive enzymes as well. Whenever I eat a cooked meal, I'll take digestive enzymes. If I'm eating a raw meal, it has enzymes in it. I don't have to worry about it. But when I eat a cooked meal, I always take the enzyme support as well. So I'm giving myself all the chemical benefits that I can. I'm giving my body the physical benefits that I can by receiving chiropractic care, by pulling my stomach away from the diaphragm when it acts up. And then I eat a good diet. You want to stay away from what we call the seven deadly sins, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, because they all cause inflammation. Got to talk about artificial sweetener when we talk about pain. Aspartame specifically is made of three components, aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methyl esters. Aspartic acid, when it's with other amino acids, absolutely important. One of those 20 amino acids we need. However, when it's by itself, it causes trouble. And when it's concentrated forms of aspartic acid, when it gets into the brain, it acts as what's called an excitotoxin. It causes the nerves to fire faster than they're supposed to. And when they fire faster than they're supposed to, it can actually destroy brain cells and increase pain. I was on a cruise a couple of weeks ago in Italy, and I ran into this wonderful young couple. They just got married, and it was a pleasure to talk to them. And they were American, so we kind of bonded there. And he started talking something about he's a widower, and this is his new wife. And he kind of pulled me aside, didn't say in front of her. And he said, my wife passed away from glioma. And I said, glioma in the brain, did she drink a lot of diet soda? And he froze, and he looked at me. He said, I've never heard anyone say that before. I did the research, and I found that out, that aspartame can lead to astrocytomas and gliomas. I said, yeah. He said, you're the most brilliant person I've ever met. I said, no, I just read a lot. But the aspartic acid gets into the brain and can cause abnormal growth. So if you're in pain, you have to give up all your artificial sweetener immediately. Very, very important. Glutamic acid acts like aspartic acid. It's an amino acid. We need it. But when it's by itself, it causes trouble. So if you're doing a lot of Chinese food, food that has hydrolyzed vegetable protein, autolyzed yeast, these are all different names for glutamic acid. And so that can get into the brain and increase your pain as well because it's an excitotoxin. In the first book that I wrote, it's called Eating Right for the Health of It. We have a whole chapter on 40 plus different names for glutamic acid. Monosodium glutamate is just one of them. So they have different names. It's kind of tricky how the chemicals, it's not really this, it's that. It's still a lot a high concentration of glutamic acid, which will increase your pain levels. I was speaking the other day to somebody who they run, what they say, 85 senior homes, beautiful places. Gosh, it was like a sauna, a spa in this place. And I walked in and the lady was talking to me and she didn't know who I was, which is kind of cool. I like that. So we were chatting a little bit and she said, will you be able to do a workshop for our members? We can, you know, simulcast it all over the country on Alzheimer's. And I said, absolutely. I said, Alzheimer's, we're calling it now type 3 diabetes. And because the cells in the brain become insulin resistant and the body isn't using glucose as a fuel, and so the cells shut down. And she looked at me and she said, never have I ever heard anyone explain it to me that way before. I said, yeah, so then your body can use an alternative fuel called ketones, and I went into it a little bit. She goes, that's amazing. No one has ever explained Alzheimer's to me like that. I said, yeah, if you have Alzheimer's patients, she goes, yeah, we have a whole wing of Alzheimer's patients. I said, we can put together a dietary plan for these people so that they're, again, we may not get them, you know, I don't know, taking college classes again, but hopefully we can get the brain more effective. She goes, if you could do that, that alone would change lives forever. I said, I do it every day in my practice, and so do all my doctors. So she's excited. We may be working with them nationwide now with them as well. So the answers are here. When it comes to pain management, there are answers. Does sometimes you need surgery? Absolutely. Does sometimes you need drugs? Absolutely. But if we can get to the cause of the problem and not just treat the symptoms, we're going to be much better off. And what's happening now, the insurance companies are finally catching on to this. A lot of companies put us on their workers' comp lists because the studies on workers' comp show it, you can get the person back to work for substantially less money with less downtime and less disability in most cases, not all, but most. So I'm blown away why chiropractic care and what we're talking about today, nutrition, digestive issues, supplements, are not the primary portal of entry. It will save so much money. Even if you don't care if the person gets well, I know you do because I do, but if you don't care if you get well, you're going to save a ton of money. So that's oftentimes a motivator for big corporations. And so when putting our clinics on their workers' comp list, they know we're going to treat the person honestly. They know if they're lying, we're going to say, hey, I think you're kind of building this thing up a little bit. And it's pretty amazing what happens. So when it comes to pain management, be proactive in a healthy lifestyle. You want to protect your health. The average life is about 26,960 days. Don't waste any of them. And if you're proactive, chances are you're going to have less injuries. You're going to have better balance. I got to do a whole show. I've been meaning to do this on brain balance, how the cerebellum and the inner ear control balance, and there's easy ways to stimulate the brain if there's a balance issue. And I teach my doctors that as well. But I want you to consider the natural methods to allow your body to heal without the need for unnecessary surgeries, drugs, and invasive techniques. So I want to recap. We only have a few more minutes here. Three things you have to have: a normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, and good nutrition. And every lecture I do, no matter what the topic, those three things you have to have. If you don't have those three things, you're not going to get the results that you want. Whether it's neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, acid reflux, indigestion, Crohn's disease, Alzheimer's, pain management, that's the core that you have to have. The nervous system controls everything. And the brain sends messages down the spine, out the nerves, to every cell in the body. So if you have any interference between the brain and the body, it's not going to work properly. And there's two things that can interfere with the messages: chemical or physical. Chemical would be what? Food, drugs, alcohol, environmental toxins. Every one of our patients, we do nutritional workup on. And I know the show goes all over the world, so if you can't come see us, we can always do telemedicine. We can do telemedicine over the internet, and we can do an evaluation with you from a nutritional standpoint. You got to get the diet right. You got to get the spine right. From a chiropractic standpoint, it is absolutely a no-brainer. If a joint is out of alignment, put the joint back in place. 206 bones in the body, any one of them can come out of place. When we put them back in place, that's when we see the results. I get people every single day sending me emails through the website, drjoe.com. Dr. Joe, I have blank. And one of the big ones is plantar fasciitis, knee problems, hip problems. 1/4 of all the bones are in your feet. You got to get those feet put back in place. And when you do that, it takes the stress off the knee, which takes the stress off the hip, which takes the stress off the low back, which takes the stress off the neck, and many times that can fix a headache. It's all connected. And that's what we're trying to get into the healthcare field. You got to look at everything. You just can't say, I have back pain, it's the back. Digestive system, we talked about that. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, Crohn's disease, colitis, we got to calm that down. The two foods you have to drop out of your diet right away, well, the seven are alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Wheat and dairy products. If you have any type of digestive issues, you've got to cut those things out, folks. So normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, good nutrition, the minimum supplements, Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, and for today's topic, omega-3 fatty acids. All three of those are on our website, drjoe.com. We ship all over the world. So, folks, I got way more to cover. I just don't have any more time. If you have any questions, send them to me through the website, drjoe.com. If you want to make an appointment to come see us, and you need to, stop suffering needlessly. Go to our website, drjoe.com. You can do it right online in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We want to get you well and keep you well. We work with most major medical insurances. We try to match your benefits the best we possibly can. In most cases, we do. If you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So you really want to get to see us as soon as possible for you, your friends, your family, and your children. If children's spines are straight to start, they grow straight. If they're crooked, they grow crooked. They get arthritis. They have pinched nerves. It's so important you get your spine checked. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Again, the website, drjoe.com. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.